President Bush is scheduled to visit four countries on his current Asian trip: Japan, South Korea, China, and Mongolia. This will be the first time in history that a sitting U.S. president has visited Mongolia. NPR producer Charlie Mayer is spending a year in Mongolia, and he thinks President Bush will feel right at home.
Mongolia is the Texas of Asia. First of all, everything here is big. There are huge, wide-open spaces, animals in all directions, and cowboys. Of course, some cowboys in our Western tradition are known for their yodeling. Cowboys in Mongolia generally don't yodel, but some of them do sing wonderful, haunting, elliptical songs like this. It helps to pass the time on the steppe or in this city market. But when President Bush gets here, he will not be the only Texan in town. Pamela Sluts, the U.S. ambassador to Mongolia, is also a Texan. Earlier this year, the ambassador co-hosted with the Arts Council of Mongolia a joint exhibition called The Open Range, Shared American and Mongolian Perspectives. It celebrated the similar landscapes and the semi-nomadic herding lifestyles of Mongolia and the American West.
But we also had an American saddle, a Western saddle and bridle and boots and hat, right next to a Mongolian saddle, boots and hat. And yes, there are quite a lot of similarities, particularly those great big belt buckles.
Now, I don't mean to mess with Texas, but your average Texas cowboy belt is actually girly man material next to its big Mongolian brother. Gantuya sells these belts at the gigantic open-air market in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia's capital. She's already selected a special belt for the president.
The Bush is the president of America, so it's not a small person, so I would prefer him the most expensive and good original one. It costs 250,000.
That's 250,000 Mongolian tugruks, just over $200, for a magnificent tan leather belt that is nearly 6 inches wide. It's decorated with beautiful silver ornaments and crowned with a Mongolia-sized belt buckle. You can get your boots resold here or find the perfect new pair for just $20 or $30. Some Texans say they can judge a man by his boots. The same is also true in Mongolia, where boots are essential gear for the nomadic lifestyle. Boot shopper Il Tutsaka explains.
I think the most important thing is a boot, because if anyone they want to go, they wear the boot. So if there is no boot, they cannot go anywhere.
And that is what Mongolia is all about: going places. This is a nomadic culture, and people are often on the move. The president is on the move this week in Asia. He is scheduled to spend all of 4 hours in Mongolia. But as he looks around and takes in the scene of this brilliant country, President Bush will also sense a little bit of Texas right here in North Asia.
Our very own Charlie Mayer is living in Mongolia for a year as a Henry Luce scholar.